This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Going in.
Now you have to do that before every time we record. That's now like your thing.
Hi, I'm Big Fatty. Ooh, that's turkey and dressing and grits.
That's why I needed this.
Going in 3, 2.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hi, I'm Big Fatty. Ooh.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3112 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 14th of June 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, plus voice letters. Yes, me buddy. Hello, horse Biff Harry. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your horse today. Well, I tell you what. I'll tell you why you're horse when I do this. Yes, me buddy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all today. Today, the 14th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times. I believe once in San Francisco. Then once or twice, maybe, at the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he's... He lives up there, out there in the Caramel, California, eh? And y'all, he's a man of mystery. He's a man of mystery. He sips his Kindle and reads his tea, and he's always doing some sort of performance. Big Fatty with the Marines? No, on stage. Oh, he performs with Marines on stage. But y'all, he is the pilot of the airplane show Big Fatty. I thought it went off the air. I thought it was it's the 737 MAX of Pride 48. It is. Anyway, y'all, it's none other than Steve the Tater. Big Fatty, we love Steve the Tater. And I don't know what he was planning all kinds of shit. Y'all, he celebrate. Y'all, he's a whore, is what it is. He is a Big Fatty. Is that why everybody's a whore today? Well, in honor of Steve the Tater, everyone's a whore today. Because, y'all, he's just, he talks about, oh, it's my birthday. What are you going to give me? What are you going to give me? What? Have you seen my Amazon wish list? Big Fatty sounds like you and the old gal. Well, whore. Guilty as charged. But, y'all, if you see old Steve the Tater, by the way, George in Atlanta gave him that nickname. if you see Seda 69 on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, because of the sugar by DTs, I hope he gets a big old piece of sugar-free cake. Big Fatty, he's not gonna like to have the sugar-free. I can hear it now. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
get back from the Italian Mexico? I don't know. I'm guessing he is back, but y'all, he's, you know, when the Big Brother isn't on, you know, y'all, we don't hear from Alex very much. Big Fatty, it's just you know, it's just sad. It's just sad. Just toss Big Fatty to the curb. Big Fatty, not really. Since I recorded, I recorded late. Late yesterday, and y'all, after I recorded, I watched some of the sports ball, and y'all, they're gonna have the AFC and the NFC playoff games this coming weekend, and then in two weeks, it'll be time for the Superb Owl, and y'all, we've got, who are the teams? We've got the San Francisco, and we've got the Green Bay Packers, Big Fatty Fudge Packers, and we've got the Kansas City, y'all, Mean King, you know Mean King, don't you? He's the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. It's the Kansas City going against, who are they going against? They're going against, who beat the Jets? Y'all, I don't remember the last team. Big Fatty, Mean King will be, when he hears this, he'll be sending you a message on the grind. I mean, on, yes. But anyway, y'all, I don't remember. but I do know that, New England and the Ravens are not in it. Beat the Ravens? Was it the it was Tennessee. Big Fatty Chris from Tennessee was yelling it. I'm sure he was. I watched that, and y'all got in the chamber, and y'all, I was just tossing and turning. It was not Whitman Tinker's fault. Y'all, it was Monoggin. Big Fatty, it was Monoggin. I've needed, by the way, before I go any further, y'all, Straight Bob posted over there on the BFO, on the WWW, that he says, I can't believe Big Fatty needs to make notes about his weekend until I heard this little show, and he does, and so thanks. Anyway, y'all, I need a hair. I needed my hairs cut. Yes, Big Fatty, both of them. And thank goodness on Sunday afternoon. Oh, no, Sunday. It was Sunday morning. I told Siri. I said to set an alarm for 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And slept very well once I went to sleep. But y'all, that alarm went off at 7:30, and it was like, oh, gosh, this is terrible. Y'all, I know that I'm retired, and I need to remain that way, because, y'all, it was just terrible having to get up. Y'all got up and had my coffee, and y'all had a little English muffin, so I wouldn't have the coffee-ish stomach. And got my shirt and dressed, and y'all, I was off to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all went in and was taken right in, and the hygienist, she complimented me on the teethies. She says, oh, you don't have as much plaque build up. You've been getting real good at this. And I told her that I'd gotten the new Tiffy brush, and that it was so much stronger. It was more effective than the old one. And then after all that was done, the dentist came in, and y'all, he said, everything looks good. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I left there and I went and got my hairs cut. Y'all, I've gone to a new barbershop out near the villa. Well, it's 5 miles away from the villa. But anyway, y'all, they've had to raise the price. They've had to raise the price with the new year. The expenses are just out of hand. Y'all, the haircuts are now $12. And y'all, and that was with a razor shave. And y'all, it was a little Chinese man that gave me the haircut. Y'all, it wasn't a very good flat top, but y'all, right now, all I want is for the sides to be just shaved. And y'all, so it was well worth the $12. And y'all, I, you know, I tip. I tip better than Archer, but y'all, I tipped him a fiver, a Lincoln, if you will, B. Fatty, last of the big spenders. And y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and y'all, my guy that was going to do the power wash, y'all, it was raining cats and dogs this morning, or Monday morning, and y'all, I, My guy that was going to pressure wash the villa, he came by about 10:30 a.m. No, I guess it was closer to 11 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, he was here from 11 till about, let's see, he was here until a little after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, pressure washing the villa. Y'all, he's going to sand down my porches and put a stain on it. Big Fatty, do you mean you haven't stained it enough? Well, no, I meant like a varnish kind of stain. Oh, that's never mind. And then seal it, but it's got to dry out. Now, y'all, it's supposed to be in the 70s all week long, so I think it's going to dry out. And, you know, I'm going to Atlanta on Thursday morning, so, y'all, I'm not going to be around for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So, y'all, I think he's going to come in and do all of that. And, y'all, I told him that I asked him to really power wash the railings and the spindles on the front porch because I was going to get paint those. He says, "Oh, I can do that." I'll be happy to do that. And Sebastian's friends were going to charge me $350 to do it. And plus I had to buy the paint. Well, y'all, I've already bought the paint. Y'all, he's less than half of that to do it. And y'all, Nick was going to help me with that. But y'all, Nick's got better things to do than help me paint. Big Fatty, you'll find something else for him to do. Well, probably so. But anyway, so he's going to do that too. And y'all, I'm okay with that. And so all that'll be done while I'm over in Atlanta. And y'all, now after he left, I paid him to for power washing that. Y'all, it's only $200 to power wash the house, and he furnished all the materials and everything. Big Fatty, and so y'all, that pretty much was my day. Big Fatty, you didn't tell him that you didn't do a nipple walk. Y'all, I didn't do a nipple walk yet. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your Aussie butler. And I'm with a mysterious person here.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Egg Gong.
Yes, that's right. We're in Chinatown in Singapore. Have you heard of Singapore? It's a little country.
In Mexico.
In Mexico. Near Malaysia, Mexico. And Ed Gong is showing me all the secret gay sites of Singapore. But thankfully, no puppet shows. Now we're drinking coffee, and I'm filling him in on all the secrets of the podcasters I've met, including you. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, bye, Miss Poodle McNoodle.
Bye. Y'all, what a surprise. Y'all, that's a month old. And y'all, you know, I don't listen to these things before they come in. Y'all, that was the little Aussie battler. And y'all, he was a month ago, he was in Singapore, Mexico. And y'all, he ran into that Ed Gong. Big Fatty, was anyone hurt? I don't think so. But what a delight. What a delight to hear both of their voices, and I know they've been on pins and needles. Big Fatty, was anyone injured? I don't think so. Wait to hear that. But Scotty and Ed, thank you so much. You know, with Gavin stopping his little show, I really miss Ed Gong and his poon. Big Fatty, I knew he'd make it vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the Vader family compound. I think it's like the 16th of December, and I've been done with work for the year. Today is my first official full day off. Just running some errands and whatnot, but I'm going to the Walt Disney World Resort on Wednesday or Thursday. I probably should check. With extra special Chris, Gobble Gobble. Because, you know, 'tis the season for Gobble Gobble. And I was working on making my little sweet treats for the coal miners. I was going to drop off tomorrow or Wednesday when I'm there for the hootenanny that the head coal miner has scheduled for 6 p.m. the Wednesday. I guess I'm leaving Thursday because I have to go to that meeting Wednesday night at 6 p.m. But, you know, whatevs. Because everyone's very interested in a meeting then. And honestly, I've forgotten what the meeting is about. But anyway, doesn't matter. So I make a little peanut butter and white chocolate sweet treat with very similar ingredients to the nuts and bolts. I think I brought you some last year. But then I realized, I was like, why do I feel like I have more to make? And it's because I have to make the nuts and bolts because I'm going with extra special Chris, Gobble Gobble, to the Walt Disney World Resort. And one does not do this trip without a gallon Ziploc bag of nuts and bolts to eat after cocktails at Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. And he always makes fun of me for, because I think we're staying at the Yacht Club. He always makes fun of me because, you know, the simple folks bringing their own food into the fancy pants resort. But then he always eats it. So that's all I'll say about that. So, because, you know, you need a little late night snack sometimes. So, but I make, of course, the Big Fatty's nuts and bolts, but they're more delicious because I use filberts instead of pecans and things like that. So, all right. Well, excuse me, a little gassy. I just had a handful of filberts because I just opened them. I'm going to run. I'm terribly fat, and I think I've blown a hernia stitch as well with all of the do-ins in the last week or so. That's going to be fun in the new year. But enjoy your hootenanny of a holiday. Meow.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, Vader, I did give Vader some of my nuts and bolts to take on that trip, and they were just delicious. Unlike the attempted nuts and bolts by Mr. Cackle, which were bland and tasteless, as he said. So, y'all, I don't know how he fucked it up. Big Fatty, this Mr. Cackle. Oh, dear God. See, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Tuesday night, y'all, it's the wine dinner. And, y'all, I don't have any idea what they're serving. Big Fatty, they're serving wine. Oh, well, that too. But, y'all, I'll give you a full report on it on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy himself and Steve the Tater. Just out of curiosity, if we were going to have a secret microphone at your house in your bedroom, what would we hear?
Hi, I'm Big Fatty.
Ooh! Oh, Big Fatty, you have so many followers. Watch your step.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.